This is one of those questions that's difficult when you first encounter it, but after you learn the important factoids, this will be pretty easy going forward. You can see that this patient has a history of alcoholism and has hypomagnesemia. First things first is if we were to ask you what types of patients or what types of people get hypomagnesemia, it's patients who are alcoholics. And the mechanism is just simply dietary deficiency. There's nothing special as far as malabsorption or anything like that. That's not correct. It's just simply dietary deficiency. Alcohol is 7 kilocalories per gram. So people who drink a lot of alcohol fill up quickly and they tend to get vitamin deficiencies, nutrient deficiencies such as thiamine, magnesium, etc. So this patient has hypomagnesemia. And then you say, okay, well, how does that relate to calcium, potassium, PTH? You need to know that hypomagnesemia can cause hypocalcemia and also hypokalemia that are refractory to supplementation, okay, that are non-responsive to supplementation. So, for example, you can get a question where they tell you a guy who's an alcoholic has a low serum calcium or has a low serum potassium. He or she was supplemented with calcium or potassium, respectively, and serum levels did not increase appreciably. And they'll say, what's the next best step in management? And the answer is check serum magnesium. Okay, so pretty easy once you hear the explanation. But when you haven't learned this before, you say, oh, okay, I didn't realize that low magnesium is an important cause of hypocalcemia and hypokalemia that are non-responsive to supplementation. Okay, so looking at this question here, we can just say if we're forced to choose arrows up or down, we are going to choose a down arrow for calcium. You say, well, I don't get it. What's actually the mechanism? Magnesium at a basal level is necessary for proper PTH release from the parathyroid glands. Okay, so if we have low magnesium, we are not going to have sufficient PTH release. So PTH is a down arrow, and then the low calcium is simply because our PTH is low. So we have down arrow calcium, down arrow PTH. Okay, and then what about the potassium? Magnesium, this is kind of weird. Magnesium is responsible for inhibiting a potassium channel in the distal kidney called ROMK, which just stands for renal outer medullary potassium channel. Potassium being the K, okay? ROMK, renal outer medullary potassium channel. It's on the apical membrane of the cortical collecting duct cells. So normally we have on the basolateral membrane, the sodium potassium ATPase pumps under the action of aldosterone, where sodium is reabsorbed into the blood, potassium is secreted into the cell, and then the potassium is going to move from the cell into the urine via ROMK. Well, magnesium at basal levels inhibits ROMK. So if we have low magnesium, then ROMK is uninhibited and we get increased potassium secretion slash wasting into the urine. Okay, so this is called kaliuresis, sophisticated word for just meaning increased potassium in the urine. Okay, kaliuresis. So this causes hypokalemia. Okay, so your summary point is that hypomagnesemia, it's classically seen in alcoholics simply due to dietary deficiency, and we're going to have decreased PTH because magnesium is responsible for PTH release from the parathyroid glands. Calcium is in turn decreased simply because PTH is decreased, and then our potassium is decreased because we have increased potassium wasting in the kidney because magnesium is normally responsible for inhibiting a channel that will increase potassium secretion. Calcium and potassium that are decreased in the blood, if they are non-responsive to supplementation, you need to think check serum magnesium levels. And if the question tells you it's an alcoholic, you know pretty much that's what the USMLE is asking you. That's it.